Havana in Cuba, an island under intensifying pressure and possibly approaching its breaking point as global crises compete for Washington's attention. A U.S. State Department official says the fuel-starved island appears willing to accept a $100 million aid package. A previously reported part of the deal had been that Havana carry out what the State Department called meaningful reforms to its government. And this comes after an extraordinary meeting between CIA Director John Ratcliffe and high-level Cuban officials in Havana, as you can see there, including the Minister of the Interior. Their discussions apparently mostly centered on military and intelligence issues. All these developments are happening during rare public protests in Havana amid a series of island-wide blackouts. We brought you that to your attention yesterday. Some of these blackouts, by the way, have lasted up to 22 hours a day. And it is a desperate situation that is expected to get worse. Cuba says it has completely run out of diesel fuel and oil under a U.S. blockade.